Evening, Salamis.
Mm.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's great to have you back.
I am always happy to join with you beacons of light. The light that you give grows brighter each time I come. And for that, you know, we are always grateful. Times in your world seem hard to most of you at this moment in time. But what I want you to recognize is that this earth is growing in many ways. You speak of fires and other disasters. To you they are, my dear friends. But try to see it from the fuller picture. There have always been, since the earth began, what you call many disasters, and all quite natural for the world that you live in. What you must do is to continue what you are already doing. Thoughts to those who can help you. Thoughts to the angels who do such great work and will come to your aid at any given time. I will speak with you, but first I would like to welcome the new face within this group.
Thank you.
It is always nice and good to know that people are constantly looking for the truth. And all of you, my dear friends, are able to take that truth and to pass it to others when you can. Therefore, I thank you once more. Now, if you have any questions for me this time, please do so.
I've got a few, but if anyone else wants to, certainly. If not, I can start. There was one reader mentioned they'd read on the internet about that they think it could be the energy that you mentioned previously. A company called IBM have discovered a way to make a new battery from seawater that seems to be far better than the lithium batteries that exist. We were wondering if this is the one that you talked about, or is this a different one?
I will tell you that this instrument I am using was having a conversation with the gentleman across the room about energy and such in the seas.
Right.
But I would like to say any new interests in the seas can only be good.
Hmm.
I have said that much energy can be taken. It is one of the elements in your world which can be used and used for progression in the world of energies.
Mm.
So my question or answer, I mean, to you is that yes, all of these things are possible.
Mm.
But like many things, it takes mankind a little while to put all of the facts together and to begin to use what is appropriate for the time.
Hmm. Right. So perhaps it's all connected.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is much to be discovered.
There's more to come.
More to come, mm. Yes.
Well, yes. That's very exciting that this is a good start anyway.
It is one of the positive aspects of your lives that you can begin to focus upon.
Mm-hmm.
I know at this time many people are concerned about the happenings in your world.
Hmm.
But I say to you positively, my dear friends, do not be afraid. Look upon it as new beginnings all around the world, even although there are so many what you call atrocities.
Mm. Yes, we know, I think you've said these things are transient.
Yes.
We have to...
You must send love to all.
Mm.
You must send your love to all things upon the planet.
Yes.
It is not the only planet which is going through some trauma.
Mm.
But... you must always be hopeful. You must always be positive.
Yeah.
Because if only you could see the brightness of your spiritual lights. I have said this on many occasions, but I feel I need to reiterate it. You must always think brightly with good thoughts. And know, not just hope, know that all can be well.
And it certainly does seem to bring out a lot of goodness, a lot of giving in humanity.
That is the positive outcome of all of these struggles. That if you are positive, then all things become positive.
And perhaps there's some learning for about how we interact with nature in the future, how we live more harmoniously.
Mankind will always find it difficult because he wants to dominate nature.
Mm.
Nature is a strength on its own. It includes all the animals and the people upon the planet, not only the few who wish it to be better.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go.
Yes, I have never promised you that it would be okay, that is your word.
Mm.
Yeah, straight away. That is not the case. It takes time. It takes the dedication of every spiritual being to get things working in full harmony.
Mm. Yes, yeah. We'll, at some point, anyway, we've got potential to live with much cleaner energy, much cleaner fuels, and
I hope you have understood when I have told you that many children coming will bring that new love, that new energy, and I believe that already that has started.
Right. Wonderful. I was thinking it's about around the 4 years you talked about.
Yes.
Some one or two or may already be born.
Yes. Yes, you will always have different age groups. But I speak of children on the whole and tell you that their loving energy can bring many changes.
I think already we've seen it. A few examples.
Yes.
There's a young Swedish girl who's making quite powerful, passionate speeches about the environment and the planet. Maybe she's a little bit young and...
That's a young lady is a very special spirit, I can tell you. Her spiritual energy really does not belong on the earth.
Wow.
Wonderful, yeah.
She is here to help, to uphold, to uplift, and to be of example to others.
Right, I'm sure she's got a... Well, she's already had a huge impact. And if others like her can...
And do you not ask the question, if she is able to do it, as a young human being now, why can not there be many more?
Definitely.
Yes, there will be more.
It's definitely, there's a powerful ripple around that one, I think.
The love that emanates from that young woman is boosted often by those who come from spirit. She is almost like how you would say a battery being charged.
Right.
And then gives off the energy which that has.
And she must be very well protected, I would imagine.
She is a special human being. But we need to have some who you would call leaders.
Right.
Yes.
And they're the ones that are just about being born, some of them now.
Yes, there will be a different aspect of living when these children come to Earth.
Yeah.
But hopefully...
Sorry, much.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go on, Sarah. Yeah.
She talks a lot about climate change, and you did say to us that we needn't worry about it. It was a natural thing. But if you, for example, of Australia, I think it's probably coming round a little bit now to the coal industry. So that is affecting the climate, is it not? Using coal.
There has always been matters of cause and effect within your world. Remember that first and foremost. These things are not new. There have always been what you term disasters, what we in the spirit world would call change. We do not look upon these things as disasters, because always there comes good from these occasions. Always mankind suddenly stops and wonders what is happening. Of course the climate changes, I have never denied that, but you mustn't blame everything in one direction. You must look always to the large. Continue.
No, I was going to, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, so the climate change is partly human activity, but also natural.
Yes. Yes, there is always balance in your world, or that is what you should strive for. And of course, we must say mankind has not always been wise in the choice that they have chosen. Therefore, that is why you have droughts and fires and all of these things. But always keep an open mind, my dear friends. Always be assured that Spirit is constantly working for and with you.
Yeah, I think there's, it's sort of irrefutable that humans have had some effect, even just visiting cities. They're a few degrees warmer. The polluted cities are often because of the haze of pollution around them.
But try not to judge, my dear friends, because you do not have the full picture.
No.
Therefore, when you condemn something, you bring to it that negative aspect. Yes.
So it's kind of perhaps better to sort of be positive about the initiatives that are being taken, like trying to encourage public transport usage, and countries that are trying different ways to tackle the problem in a proactive way.
Yes, you will always have people come together to try to make things better. That is the positive aspects of all of this. And I know when you are living in this world, on this earth, that it is not always easy. But if your mind, and when I speak of the mind, I speak of spirit. When the mind is in the right place, then all else will follow. You understand?
Yeah.
So we give credence to the good, positive changes.
Yes.
And
which have been brought around by the tragedies, as you call it.
And I find I don't particularly want to tune into too many atrocities, but what I like to do is send love to the planet or to the leaders, ask for guidance, you know, for them. And because I don't consider myself a politician and I wouldn't want to be, but I do try to just then keep myself buoyed up with the work that I want to do, and I just pray or ask for help.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, because really. It depresses otherwise if you tune in.
Yes, if you focus for too long on negativity, then that's what will transmute. Yes, you are doing the right thing, my dear friends, by being positive, by asking for help from Spirit. We already are always helping, always have. And always will. If not on this planet, then somewhere else. But that is a much, much bigger picture, which I don't feel you are ready for.
And you've said about people power in the past.
Yes.
Some of these, what we call tragedies, sort of bring people together, and that's the next step, is it to sort of come together so that we all become a part of the solution, and
Yes, without that tragedy, you do not get the build-up of the positive, which is the people who change things, the politicians, as the lady says. But the ordinary human being has as much power as governments, if they so desire, just by using their mind.
Well, that's a huge thought.
Yes. I always seem to be asking you to think about something. But I would be worried if I had to come to you and say, there is nothing to do. I can tell you now that won't happen.
One of the changes that's occurring on our world at the moment, which is being observed in countries like Japan and Germany and possibly even in this country, is that the population is now beginning to go down.
Yes.
And you did say a few years ago that in the next 1,000 years there would be tremendous changes for the good.
Yes.
And I just wonder if depopulation, because there's probably so many of us at the moment, it is a little bit of a stress on the planet. I wonder if this is something that will progress into the future.
If it is necessary for the betterment of the human race,
yes,
then of course it will occur.
Right.
And I can say to you, yes, populations will, because the places upon your earth who are overrun is the wrong word, and I am struggling to find your word.
Full up. Aging.
Yes, well, I'll let you choose the word. All the people and the problems have come about by overbreeding. And is that the word of breeding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Overbreeding.
Yes.
So, yes, it has been the result of people starving, no water, all of these atrocities that you call them.
Yes.
Mm. So...
And war as well, that often is decreases the population.
Yes. You have famines, you have disease, you have death. All of these things work to keep population down. But
it seems that if our population does just go down naturally, as I think in what we call perhaps rather unfairly third world countries, it seems that children are almost an asset, that there are many children that can work and support the family units, whereas in these so-called first world countries, it's not necessary to have so many children, and it seems just perhaps into the future a gentle process of depopulation, which will help the world enormously, I think, in the future.
It will come to all peoples.
Yes.
Develop and grow at their own pace.
Yes.
And yes, the small children in these countries do seem to suffer, although I do not like to use that word.
Yes.
They are growing spiritually.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
This is always the difficult topic when people are dying, as you say, that things are wrong somewhere. You must allow for some evolution of the planet to be natural. But it is always difficult when children are involved. I find that most human beings become rather depleted in their senses, shall I say, when it involves small children. Small children are spirit, remember that. They are spirit, and they have a knowledge perhaps forgotten by some, but most children still have some memory of coming from spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So remember those words when next you feel so sad about those children.
I think it's very helpful that we know that those children chose those lives themselves as
yes.
well for that experience. I think that's very helpful to not get so overly emotionally involved
yes.
with
well,
what's happening.
The human being is built with emotions, not always good, but those same emotions help them to help others.
Yes.
Yes. No.
When there's natural disaster, that's one thing, but quite a lot of the starvation in the world is caused by governments being greedy, having stuff for themselves and not passing it on to their the people in their countries.
Yes. No matter the causes, you must know that the truth is cause and effect in many places. And I know you all understand what I am saying.
Mm-hmm.
Cause and effect will always exist while there are imbalances. So you must remember that also.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And it sometimes goes back generations and
yes.
to other incarnations. And
it may be a country, it may be an individual,
hmm.
but cause and effect always has to be answered for.
Hmm.
No.
Have you got time for one more question? Or?
I will take one more. Thank you.
It was just a quickie. It may have, I apologise if it's already been asked once before, but some people say sleeping in different directions at night. Some people say, I think, head in the south is best. Or I don't know if you're able to say, is it important which direction we sleep at night?
I have spoken and understood all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes, it is all to do with energy lines and how acquainted you are with them,
mm-hmm.
of course. But what is more important is that each individual, let's take sleeping, sleeps in the way that is best for them. So I would not be too concerned that you are not sleeping in the right direction. The fact that you can sleep and return to spirit is much more important.
Right, okay.
But yes, I understand your question,
mm-hmm.
and I know some people are very passionate about these things. But don't be concerned, because your spirit, which after all is what the human being houses,
mm-hmm.
will always find enough sleep to continue.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we do move a lot in our sleep anyway.
Yes.
So I guess we'd wiggle into a better...
You go to the position that is best for yourselves. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that clarifies. So we probably don't need to move our bed.
No, probably.
That's good.
If it makes you feel that that is the correct thing, then there is no harm.
Mm.
But all I say is that the spirit will rest wherever.
Ah, mm. Oh, thank you.
Is there any advantage to sleeping in a pyramid?
Yes, again, we've spoken of this on
yes.
a few occasions, and it is all to do with energy
yes.
that forms within these shapes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now, if you are happy, I have an enjoyed my time with you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope I have clarified some points for you.
Yes. Definitely. It's always something to treasure when you come.
Yes.
You're a great teacher. We're very lucky to have you. Thank you.
Very grateful.
You must feel very reassured. Yes.
I am very happy that you have all grown so much. As I say, you do not see each other's light, and it does shine brightly. Mm-hmm. Continue your good works. That is all I have to say to you. Remember that I am always with you, at all times. I always will try to help and encourage you. So until we meet once more, I will take my leave.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Salimet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our love goes with you.
Yeah, we love you, Salimet. Yeah.